So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, and we have just seen Memorial Day a few days ago. And speaking of memorials, I had told you a few weeks ago about the removal of the Confederate memorials in New Orleans, Louisiana. And of course, this has made national headlines. People are raising Cain up one side and down the other. But now, the mayor of Baltimore says the city is going to look into removing Confederate monuments there in Baltimore, Maryland, as well. Now, in an interview with the Baltimore Sun, the mayor, her name is Catherine Pugh, yeah, what a name, Pugh, said, "The city does want to remove these. We will take a closer look at how we go about following in the footsteps of New Orleans." Now, Pugh's predecessor, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, originally commissioned a review of the city's Confederate monuments and set about an inquiry as to how to remove them. Now, she did not order the removal of any of the statues herself. Instead, she let it fall onto the shoulders of Pugh. Now, before leaving office, the Baltimore Sun reported that Rawlings Blake placed signs in front of four Confederate monuments that called the statues part of a propaganda campaign of national pro-Confederate organizations. What? Huh? Yeah, that's called preserving history, lady. You need to understand this. We want our history preserved. Now, Pugh's decision to revive the city's inquiry into removing the statues is most likely going to be met with protest, ya think? New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who obviously was a Democrat, received death threats over his ruling to remove the four statues down there. And you know what? That's fitting. Now, in a speech some have heralded as historic, Landrieu doubled down on his commitment to removing statues that symbolize white supremacy. Well, these do not symbolize white supremacy. They symbolize history, and that is what you thick-headed liberals, you progressives, will never understand. The Confederacy was not about slavery. The Civil War was not fought over slavery. The Civil War was fought over states' rights when the Union illegally entered Charleston Harbor, and we know what happened down there. It was because of that. It was not because of white supremacy. It was not because of slavery. When are these people going to understand this? Now, Landrieu went on to say, "These statues are not just stone and metal. They are not just innocent remembrances of a benign history. These monuments purposefully celebrate a fictional, sanitized Confederacy, ignoring the death, ignoring the enslavement, and the terror that it actually stood for." Well, Mitch, let me tell you something, buddy. The only terror that I can think of involving the Civil War was maybe a Sherman's March, you know, when the Yankee general burned the South. I mean, that sure as hell, to me, sounds like terrorism. What about you, folks? Do you think that was terrorism? Because I sure do. See, these people take this stuff and they twist it around. They always want to make the South look bad and that we were evil slave owners. That is not the case. There were plenty of slave owners in the Union as well. And again, it had nothing to do with slavery, but everything to do with states' rights and the sovereignty of the states. You know, I don't know where this is going to go, folks. I think with Donald Trump having been elected to the office of the president, you're going to see things change because people now are using this to get their voices out there. You know, nobody ever wants to push the bandwagon. Once it gets rolling, people will jump on the bandwagon, but nobody ever wants to put their head out there and risk losing it to push the bandwagon. And Donald Trump has done that. And we have seen so many things over the past few months of people coming forward. They're tired of this crap. They're tired of the immigration. They're tired of the multiculturalism. They're tired of having our monuments destroyed. And on that note, here's some good news out of Alabama, folks. You're going to love this. In the wake of all of this Confederate hysteria, Alabama has seen fit to make it illegal to remove Confederate monuments. Amen. It's about time somebody came forward and made a stand to protect our history. Now, this new law is trying to preserve history by making it illegal to remove monuments that have been in place for more than 40 years. So this isn't just Confederate monuments. I mean, this is anything. Okay, right now, they're attacking the Confederate monuments. But who's to say at some point that they don't start going after revolutionary monuments when somebody is in office that doesn't like what the revolution was all about? It's about time that these things were preserved. Now, fortunately, Martin Luther King memorials have not been out there for 40 years, so they can still be removed by future lawmakers, and I hope that happens. But what this has done is made it illegal to remove monuments that have been there for more than 40 years. So what, this is 2017, 07, 97, so since 1977, all right, say since the bicentennial. So theoretically, they could have gone after bicentennial monuments if they wanted to. This is now going to protect everything from the bicentennial and back. Now this is called the Alabama Memorial Preservation Act of 2017. And it was signed into law last Wednesday by Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, who obviously is a Republican, and it protects historical Confederate monuments, which have come under fire in recent weeks by Democratic politicians. Of course, as I said, it protects all monuments. Now, this new legislation specifically prohibits the relocation, removal, alteration, renaming, or other disturbance of any architecturally significant building, memorial building, memorial street, or monument located on public property which has been in place for 40 or more years. So what this does, folks, in addition to banning the removal of the monuments, it keeps them from renaming streets that were, say, named after Robert E. Lee or Jefferson Davis. It keeps them from renaming buildings that were named after Jefferson Davis or Robert E. Lee or General Beauregard. This is awesome. Now, State Senator Gerald Allen, who is also a Republican from Tuscaloosa, was the one who proposed this bill. And he said that protecting monuments is about preserving history for future generations to learn from. Exactly. This is what this is all about. You must preserve history. Now he says, I appreciate Governor Ivey standing up for the thoughtful preservation of Alabama's history. Contrary to what his detractors say, the Memorial Preservation Act is intended to preserve all of Alabama's history, the good and the bad, so our children and grandchildren can learn from the past to create a better future. Now, the article says here, and it's in reference to New Orleans, it says, last week, New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu had the famous Civil War-era monument of Robert E. Lee removed from its place at the center of the city's most famous traffic circle, where it had been in place for over a century. See, this would have stopped that had it been in place. It's self-evident that these men did not fight for the United States of America. They fought against it, Landrieu said. They may have been warriors, but in this case, they were not patriots. These monuments celebrate a fictional, sanitized Confederacy. That is a load of crap, folks. If you can't see through that, I mean, you're not going to see through anything. But, you know, that's how these people think. Now, on February 6th, in Charlottesville, Virginia, voted to remove a statue of Robert E. Lee that had stood in the city park for almost a century. These things go back. These are part of history. When you're looking at a century or more, folks, this is history, and they are tampering with history. Now, the decision to erase history from the city of Charlottesville, Virginia, sparked outrage as people gathered and protested peacefully for several weeks. Eventually, two organizations and 11 local citizens came together and filed a lawsuit against the city of Charlottesville to stop the removal of historical Confederate monuments. Amen. Thank God that happened. Other states have already taken steps to preserve historical monuments from those who would seek to rewrite history. Again, referring to Alabama, but they say in Mississippi, no statue, monument, memorial, or landmark from any war can be removed from a public property unless it's being moved to another approved location or if it blocks drivers from seeing. Now, this is a WLBT report of this, so I'm not sure who that is. It sounds like, you know, a news station. But that's very, very good to hear. Now, in 2016, eBay announced that they would prohibit the sale of Confederate flags following the June 17th attack on the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopalian Church by Dylan Roof. Confederate flags were reportedly selling like crack after the announcement. And see, this goes back, folks. Every time Barack Obama or Bill Clinton or Jimmy Carter proposed legislation that would ban guns or ammunition, that the sale of guns and ammunition went through the roof. And by eBay saying that they wanted to ban this, well, I guess they did actually ban this, which I think is a load of crap itself. Sales of these products went through the roof. And these people just don't understand this. The more that they try and take stuff away from us, the more that we fight back and we want to keep it. This is our history. This is our land. This is our nation. This is a nation of laws. And it was founded upon certain principles that we have adhered to until recently, when the progressive liberals have come in and done everything that they can to undermine the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, I firmly believe that had Hillary Clinton won the presidency and been elected into office, that before her term was over, this country would have been embroiled in civil war. Because she would have put so many more restrictions out there and taken away so many more liberties and freedoms that somebody would have fired that shot. Somebody would have fired that new shot at Lexington that would have been heard around the world. Now, that didn't happen. Donald Trump won the presidency. But I still think there is a very good chance that in the next few years, we will find ourselves embroiled in a civil war anyway. And I'll tell you why. Because the liberals don't know how to lose gracefully. They always resort to cheating. And we've seen this and what they've been doing, attacking Donald Trump and claiming he's not a real president and leaking all this false news. And what we have is what Rush Limbaugh calls a silent coup, where the Democratic legislators refuse to go along with the law. And it is entirely possible that in the next few years, you are going to see things come to a head between the progressive liberals and not the conservatives, but now what they're calling the alt-right, which is what should be conservatism or Republicans. You're going to see this come to a head, and at some point, somebody is going to snap. We cannot continue to see our liberties being assaulted the way that they have been for the past 25 years, folks. This cannot continue to happen, and it will not continue to happen. Now, with Donald Trump as president, many people have become emboldened, and they are now speaking their minds freely. They are coming forward and announcing to the world, we're not going to take this anymore. And it's refreshing. It's about time. It's almost too late, but not quite. The problem is that the progressive liberals are not going to take no for an answer. They're not going to go away. They're going to continue pushing their agenda upon us until we fight back. And I think that's going to happen very, very soon. I think that will happen before Donald Trump's first 4 years are over. And I say first 4 years because I fully expect him to be our president for the next 8 years. Gotta take a break. I will be back in a bit. Don't go anywhere.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. All right, so have you heard now, I'm sure you have by now, that North Korea has fired yet another ballistic missile? And Japan is, of course, up in arms over this, but This looks like a Scud, folks. Remember the Scud from Iraq? Those things that were launched that didn't go anywhere? That, to me, looks like North Korea is getting very, very desperate. Now, they got some pretty good technology in their own missiles, their no-dongs or whatever they're called. And now they're resorting to launching Scuds. Well, if you remember back in the first Gulf War, Scud was associated with the word dud. If something fell through, it was a scud. So there's something, you know, promising coming up there. But North Korea fired on Monday what appeared to be a short-range ballistic missile, and it landed in the sea off its east coast. Now, South Korea's military said the latest of a series of missile tests has just defied world pressure and threats of more sanctions. You know, they're not getting this, folks. I don't know. What's wrong with this guy? I mean, obviously, he's insane. He doesn't know how to diet, and he has a horrible hairstylist. But this guy is just freaking insane. Now, the launch was immediately reported to South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who called a meeting of the National Security Council at 7:30 a.m., which was 2,230 minutes Greenwich Mean Time on Sunday. South Korea's Office of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement. They go on to say the missile was believed to be a Scud-class ballistic missile and flew about 280 miles, and the Joint Chiefs said in a statement that North Korea has a large stockpile of Scud missiles that were originally developed by the Soviet Union. So again, they're falling back on these things that don't actually work. However, they've been tinkering with these things, folks, and modified versions have a range of up to 620 miles. Now, that's still nowhere near enough to reach the United States or Hawaii or Alaska or anything like that, but it is still more than close enough to hit South Korea or Japan. And that, of course, is the real danger here. I mean, this is what we're looking at. I don't think that they're stupid enough to launch an attack against the United States directly, although they may be. I could be wrong on that. They have been talking recently about developing a warhead that is capable of reaching North America, and that's kind of scary. But if that's true, then we need to make a preemptive strike against North Korea and remove them from the map. But in the meantime, it looks like what they're doing now is what's called saber-rattling. They are flexing their small muscles to show us, the entire world, that they are more than capable of delivering a payload to South Korea and Japan. Now, if they're ever dumb enough to do this, obviously they're going to start World War III. And if we get into a conflict with North Korea over this, it's not going to end well. However, as much as the naysayers are saying that this would be the worst war ever, I think if the fat little kid with the bad haircut does something this stupid and we retaliate, that we will have Russia and China on our side. I mean, it will probably be over in less than 24 hours, folks. And probably nuclear weapons will be used. Nukes will be detonated on North Korea. The guy's insane. But is he stupid? Well, that's what we have yet to find out. Personally, I think he's one of those people that is just that stupid that he will continue to push this because he cannot take no for an answer. That he is that far out in left field that he will push this until the button is pushed. And I think we are looking at a real danger here, folks, a serious nuclear threat within the next 18 months. I don't know. It's kind of hard to calculate this stuff through timelines, but I think this guy is, he's on the edge of the dam, and he's ready to go over the top and down into the spillway. And I think it's only a matter of time before he actually snaps. And like I said, he will not go away. You will not be able to take the baseball bat away from this bully. He will not give it up. You will have to take it from him. And unfortunately, I think that means that we are going to get into a very hot conflict in Korea once again in the very near future. So what do we do about this, folks? Well, the United States is now turning to annihilation tactics in their fight against ISIS, and I think this may very well fall into North Korea as well. Now, let me tell you what's going on here. Defense Secretary James Mattis has a message for North Korea, ISIS, and other global terror threats that is right out of that TV show called Breaking Bad. Remember that one? Well, discussing global terror threats on CBS's Face the Nation, anchor John Dickerson asked Mattis what keeps him up at night. Nothing. He said, nothing keeps me up at night. I keep other people awake at night. Well, see, folks, that is exactly the kind of guy we need to have in charge. Now, his answer was reminiscent of that iconic I'm the one who knocks line that was uttered by lead character Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, to his wife Skyler, who is concerned that he has gotten in over his head on the long-running AMC TV show Breaking Bad. Now, Mattis, who President Trump has referred to as Mad Dog, also said the U.S. is stepping up its fight against Islamic State terrorists and is turning to annihilation tactics. Ooh, sounds interesting, doesn't it? What does he have to say about that? Well, what he says is, the bottom line is that we are going to move in an accelerated and reinforced manner, throw them on their back foot. We have already shifted from attrition tactics, where we shove them from one position to another in Iraq and Syria, to annihilation tactics, where we surround them. It's about time. He also said the goal is to destroy the jihadist group before the militants can escape to other countries and carry out more terror attacks. He says, our intention is that the foreign fighters do not survive the fight to return home to North Africa, to Europe, to America, to Asia, to Africa. We're not going to allow them to do so. We're going to stop them there and take apart the caliphate. Very strong words. I hope he can follow through on it. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have surrounded the terror group in Mosul, and military officials said in the next few days that they expect to capture the Al-Nuri Mosque, where the ISIS leader Abu Bakr, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has announced the forming of the Caliphate in 2014, which extends into Syria. Now, ISIS has taken credit for the attack at the Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, which on May 22nd killed 22 people and injured dozens more. Folks, it's time we take these people out. We've got to do this. We cannot fall prey to them anymore. It's time to take this out at the root. If you got a rotten tooth, yank that out at the root. That's what we gotta do. The time is here, and the time is now. Well, speaking of time, I am out for this week. So as always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.